Well, I'm grateful and humbled before the Lord over this privilege of being with you. And I must confess to you this evening that somewhat afraid. Thank you for these pictures, by the way. I don't get my picture taken very often. Thank you. Thank you. As a matter of fact, the last time I got my picture taken was in a police lineup. But as I was saying, I feel a little somewhat apprehensive, somewhat like that university student I'm sure that many of you have heard about, who, in order to work his way through college, decided that he would be the chauffeur to this eminent physicist who was going to take a speaking tour through the summer. And this collegian's job was simply to drive this professor across the country from one city to the next, and to carry his bags and to meet his needs as this professor lectured to these societies. And as the weeks passed into months and the summer was drawing to a close, the two men were coming to the last city. And the professor was musing with this collegian over the events of the summer and said something to the effect, well, you know, you've heard that same speech again and again. I bet you practically know it by heart. And the collegian said, yes, sir, word for word. And the professor said, is that a fact? He said, yes, sir, that's a fact. And the prof said, well, listen, I'll tell you what we'll do. I'm not known at all in this city to which we're going. And tonight, why don't you put on the tuxedo and I'll wear the chauffeur's uniform and you stand up and you deliver the address? And the student, being a rather game young man, said, you got yourself a deal. So that night, to a packed audience, this young man stood up and delivered an eloquent address. A magnificent job, so much so that they gave him a standing ovation. The master of ceremonies almost moved to tears. Samuel chapter 15. Don't pamper yourself. Hit it. And hit it hard. You are playing a life and death game for keeps. Says, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after when What God needs is your availability. Are you? Let's pray. Father, I can ask this gang that question, but I can't answer it. Only you can. Only you search the hearts. For you said in the Bible, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. But all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. And I pray, Father, that as you look deeply into each one of us, that you would give us the courage to be ruthlessly honest. And where we're in error, where we're uncommitted, where we're unavailable, to do something about it. For Jesus' sake. Amen.